So what specifically does Pat have to know about that as he goes?
You know, I think everybody knows how great a player he is. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. I think the biggest thing is, you know, we just have to have a good plan going in for him. You know, a lot of people say you can't punt it to him. Well, you know, it's a lot easier to just hit the ball out of bounds than what people think. I mean, you have to protect for the rush. There's a lot of things that go into that, you know. Otherwise, everybody would do it. I'm sure at Soldier Field you probably saw it a lot where people hit 20-yard punts trying to do that. So a lot of things go into it. We just started today with the preparation. We'll continue as the week goes on, and hopefully we have a good plan for him. I have a world of respect for him. I think he's obviously the best ever, and I enjoyed my time with him. I wish it would have been longer.
What specifically did you appreciate the year you had with him? Robbie was talking about some of the behind-the-scenes knowledge that he brings to the whole operation.
Yeah, a very explosive kid, you know. I mean, not only just his, you know, people didn't think he studied and all that kind of stuff. Devin knew a lot more than what people gave him credit for. So, you know, I'm sure he's on the same path now. There's nobody that's going to know Robbie any better than him, and I'm sure he's got a good feel for Pat, too. So it's going to be a challenge for us, no question.
Maybe it doesn't impact your preparation, but do you have an appreciation or an idea just how badly he's going to want to return a kick against the Bears? You know, how stoked he'll be for this particular game?
Yes, I do. I have a real good appreciation of it. I know, you know, I've been other places and played that first team that you have gone against, and you want to do well, and I'm sure he's going to be the same way. It's no different for any player, any coach. They're gonna want to show out. They're gonna want to make sure that they know, and you know, how important they were. So we're just gonna have to really bring our A game for sure.
Some punters get kick out of bounds better than others, and is it universally difficult to kick the ball out of bounds to a receiver?
Yeah, I mean, the same thing that I just talked about. It's no question that there's some that it's easier with that are directional guys that do it all the time, but you don't see it a lot because you have to protect along with that. There's another thing that comes into punting it out of bounds, and that means when you get a rush, you have to protect. So if you're punting it out of bounds, you have to go into that side, right? Well, there's a rush coming that way. It's just like if you had a quarterback there and they brought five and you had four to pick up, it's hard to just throw it to where you want. So it's that's the dilemma that everybody has, you know. Otherwise, everybody hit out of bounds. You hope you get a 45-yard net every time and say, see you later, sit down. It's just not that easy to do.
Joe, Pat had a nice afternoon in Carolina. Obviously got into a couple balls. What when you went back and watched his day, what stood out to you?
You know, he's had some really good days. I thought at San Francisco he had a good day. You know, it's just he's had two unfortunate plays against him, and that's really what's kept his average where it's at. You know, I think he averaged 52 yards or something like that. So it's just unfortunate because, you know, that's the first time I've been involved in a game where they fumble two punts that are caused by us and they get 7 points. So, you know, I've been on the other side of it, though, too, where we ended up hitting a 97-yarder on that particular rule for a touchdown, and you just have to play the whole entire play. And it's a bad lesson to learn, and, you know, we're going to move on from it and keep going from there.
How vocal were you in reiterating that message to all those guys on the coverage team?
I would say fairly vocal. Yeah, I would say fairly vocal. That's an excellent way to put that, by the way, man. Vocal. Can I use that? Yeah, I was vocal with them. It's just one of those, you know, another learning experience that you – damn sure don't want to have. And you know, it could have been a play that changed the game positively for us, and we knew it going in because he'd fumbled, you know, already. So it's just a shame that it happened right there, but we got to learn from it and go from there.
How hard has it been with you know, the guys you've been given are changing week on and week out? Is it constant teaching?
Yeah, but I mean, that's you know, I said it a couple weeks ago in here. I that's your job. You know, yeah, is it frustrating? Sure, it's frustrating. I mean, you know, I'm just like everybody else. I wasn't happy when I saw that play. I mean, you have to get better from that play, and that's what we're trying to get the players to do every time, and they are. I mean, the sad thing is Teddy Williams was a millisecond away from making an unbelievable play. Unbelievable play. You know, that's hard to do. You run 65 yards, and you hit a guy in the open field and make the tackle and cause a fumble. It's hard to do. So – just got to keep working at it. That's all I can say. I know that's cliche, and I know nobody wants to hear that. And believe me, I don't want to say it either, but it's just the way it is.
Robbie was talking about how Devin was so in tune to knowing the little details in his game, everything from the direction that he, you know, a kicker would lace his shoes. What did you see from him that really made him stand out, that he really was a student of his excellence?
Well, what you just said, he studied it. I mean, he really watched things and tried to be aware of his surroundings and knew the guys we were playing very well. I don't know if he kept a journal. I don't know if he kept a notebook. I can't tell you that. I don't know. But I know that he knew a lot of the guys that we were going to play and would say, hey, coach, they're gonna do this to us or they're going to do that to us. And he was right a lot of times. So, you know, I just think he's a good, smart football player that was very instinctive in that end of the game. Yeah, it wasn't against Trevor. It was actually against they called it against Sharpton.
Okay.
We've heard back from him. Yep, we've heard back from him. So.
Did they confirm it was?
We've heard back from him, and it's a league issue, and we'll go from there. But that was a huge play because really what happens to that is if that play was out at the 40-yard line like Santonio returned it to, we're sitting there. Even if we go three and out like we did, we're sitting there probably a ball in the end zone or on a 5-yard line or whatever it is right there. So huge play in the game. And unfortunately, sometimes those plays have ripple effects all the way throughout.
Kyle got called in something similar, though, later on in the game on the run. So, I mean, how does that change you guys as coaches to talk about techniques?
Who got called? I'm sorry.
Kyle Long got called on a blindside block as well.
Yeah, I thought it was Brandon Marshall that got called. It was the same type of thing. Now, yeah, Brandon Marshall got called. That play was turned in also.
Is it changing your guys' technique?
It's already changed a lot of things. We do try to manage that a different way than we used to. You know, used to give points out for that. You know, those decleaters and all that stuff. Which that one wasn't even close to being a decleater. The guy didn't get off the ground. He didn't move. Wasn't towards the head, anything like that. But yes, to answer your question, long-winded answer, but yes, we've had to change some things as far as teaching wise goes.
What about Pat, not only as a punter but as a person, do you think prepares him for a moment like, he's going to be in the dome, away game, he knows the Devin Hester situation, he told us he's going to respect Devin, obviously, but what about him is going to make him ready for this performance coming up?
I would hope his talent level. I would hope that he's going to study things. I would hope that he's going to have a good plan going in. I hope that he carries out that plan. The other thing that everybody's talking about Devin, but the guy that's playing his tail off for him is Weems. I mean, Weems is, right now he's really disruptive, and he's been a factor on a lot of things too. So there's a lot of things to get ready for this team.
Joe, is it easier to get coverage guys psyched up to play somebody like Devin Hester than somebody who doesn't hold the all-time record for return touchdowns?
I'll tell you after this week. Never played the all-time leader. We played him, other places, and our guys were always gunned up and trying to play as well as they could against him. You know, I think we'll do the same thing. I don't think the coverage was an issue last week. Yeah, we gave up the play, but when you look at the coverage, I mean, there was how many guys around that ball? I mean, there's a lot of people there. And then the other one that caused a fumble on, that Snorris hit him on, there's a lot of people around that ball. And kickoff coverage, there's a lot of people around that ball. So I'm just hoping that there's a lot of people around that ball in Atlanta.
Is for you personally, does it make it fun this week? I mean, it's not often that everyone's talking.
Yeah, this is a blast, man. I'm having a blast right now. I'm having a blast. it's a great one. No. The challenge, no question. Yeah, the challenge, no question. I mean, there's no question that when you play against the best, you measure up and you see what you got. And I think our guys are going to go in there and play as hard and as physical as they can. And that's what we're looking for, and that's what we expect every week. So looking forward to going back to the Georgia Dome.